Professor Alana Nobbs, first of all, thank you for being with us at the Greek Language Program of SBS Radio.
It's my pleasure. Very much my pleasure.
Now, Professor Nobbs, let's start with the origins of the Byzantine Empire. How far can we say it was Hellenic from the very beginning?
Well, I think we can say it was Hellenic right from the very beginning. I'll just perhaps give you a little bit of background, if people don't mind. The city of Byzantium itself, after which, of course, the Byzantines are named, was actually founded as a colony from the Greek city of Megara on the Greek mainland. So it was Greek from the word go. However, when Constantine came to power in the 4th century, and I'll say a bit more about this in my lecture, he wanted to make a splash and have a new capital, a new Rome that would be founded as a Christian city with lots of churches and so on. And because Byzantium, as you would all know, is in such a strategic position on the Dardanelles, right between Europe and Asia, he chose Byzantium. Now, at that time, he was the Roman emperor, and basically Latin was spoken in the western part of the empire and Greek was spoken in the eastern part of the empire. But it's fair to say that most educated people spoke both. In the ordinary people probably didn't speak both, and also definitely kept their own native languages, like Coptic for the Egyptians and Aramaic for the Syrians and so on. So it was a Greek city from the word go. Constantine himself, although he was Latin speaking, founded it in the Greek speaking part of the empire, and it was a Greco-Roman civilization at the time. So we could say it was Greek from the word go. It was always more Greek than Roman, except that up until the 2 centuries after Constantine, law and the bureaucracy were carried on in Latin, but that changed later too. So I think the Greeks can feel very confident in claiming most of it.
Well, can I ask you, Professor, to further elaborate on when did the Hellenization process begin for the Byzantine Empire?
As I said, it was originally a Greek city. Constantine made it his new capital. He didn't replace Rome. He just called it New Rome. He wanted them both. It did have Latin law and Latin bureaucracy when it was set up, but the surrounding areas all spoke Greek and were Greek, but in a sense didn't need to be Hellenized because it already was Hellenistic. Later on, in the time of Justinian, after the time of Justinian, Greek replaced Latin as a language of law and bureaucracy anyway. So you could say it was a gradual process. As you know, in history, very little happens very, very suddenly. It was a gradual process, but it was Greek from the beginning. It had an overlay of Roman bureaucracy, and by the end of the 6th century, it was pretty well totally Hellenic.
At what point can we say, Professor, the Byzantine Empire was no longer the Eastern Roman Empire, and what contributed to this?
Oh, these are really good questions. At the time of Constantine, when he refounded the city of Byzantium as a Christian city, the empire was one. He was the sole emperor. Gradually, over the 4th century and certainly into the 5th century, the empire started to break up. As you probably know, the Goths and the Vandals and so on attacked the Western Empire. Eventually, Rome was taken. But Justinian in the 6th century very much clung to the idea that he was still the Roman emperor, and he tried to reconquer all the West, in fact. So up until that point, it was certainly the Roman Empire. The Byzantines never really lost the sense that they were Romans and the true heirs of Rome, but it's probably fair to say that since there wasn't a Western Empire from the time of Justinian onwards, there's no point in calling it the Eastern Roman Empire in a way if there's not a Western one, is there? But all these are labels that historians put on.
Now, Professor, is it correct that the term Byzantine Empire is a fairly new one, and that the rulers and the people of the Byzantine Empire did not describe themselves as Byzantines?
No, that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. They still thought of themselves as Romans, and I'll come down to your last point. Yes, they called the city Rome. Romi, is that right in Greek?
Nea Romi, New Rome.
Nea Romi, yeah, they called it that, but they often even left out the Nea, which is a bit tricky when you read the sources. So Other people called them Byzantines, but they didn't. In fact, no, they did call them, they simply called themselves Romans, which can be confusing. But because this was said in Greek, and because it clearly referred to the area around Byzantium and the area it controlled, we use the term Byzantine Empire. Partly, I think, it's because a lot of history's been written from a Western European point of view, and I'm going to say more about this in my lecture, and the fact that Rome was continued, not even as the Eastern Roman Empire, as the Roman Empire in the East. I mean, scholars know it, but I don't think the general public really knows it. I think they'd say, oh yes, the Roman Empire fell, declined and fell, and they just don't think of the fact that the Eastern part, the Byzantine part, continued, but nevertheless other people started to call them Byzantines and so on.
Now, the Greek people often call themselves Romni.
Yes.
Not exactly Romans,
yes,
but close to it. What is the explanation?
Well, that is because, as you know, Greek people are always very conscious of their history. And the people who lived in Byzantium were very, very conscious that they were maintaining so many of the traditions of the Roman Empire. And in doing so, they managed both to combine the imperial nature of the Roman Empire quite magnificently, and they also managed to incorporate Christianity into it. Now, that didn't happen so easily in the West, because in the East, the Roman Empire, emperor of New Rome or Byzantium could control the patriarch. But that didn't happen in the West because there wasn't a single authority. And as you probably know from your history, most of the Western leaders who sprang up from the 4th century onwards simply couldn't control the Pope. So where you had a very... generally, I mean, it was blips, of course, generally very happy or easy combination of the power of the state and the power of the church in the East. You didn't have that in the West. So, yes, they called themselves, you said it so beautifully, was it Romni?
Romni.
Romni, simply because they were aware of the continuities.
Professor, we thank you very much for your time. Of course, in this interview, we just touched the very fine details. I'm sure in the lecture itself, you will elaborate further. Thank you again for participating in the Greek language program of SBS Radio, and all the best for the event.
Well, thank you very much. It's a real honor. Thank you.